Welcome back to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Dr. Ryan here. Wanted to talk about something that got brought to my attention by a couple clients I've been working with over the past couple weeks, which is what to look for in a medical provider that makes them a good one. It's a few qualities that I try to possess myself and ones I look for when I'm building a network of other people that I want to send people to when I'm not the right person to help them. So I want to give over just a brief overview, a couple qualities to look for when you're looking for a medical provider that'll make sure you're getting a good one and one that will actually help you long term. The first quality would be making sure that just because they're a specialist, they are also a generalist. So let me explain what that means. Generalists see a whole range of different things, and specialists really like to hone in on one specific thing. Specialists are great. The problem with some specialists is their confirmation bias, which means the one thing that they work on, sometimes they think that's the thing that everyone needs, and that's the only thing they can help with. Let me tell you a quick story. I've had two clients over the last couple of weeks come to me with either tailbone or kind of glute butt muscle pain problems, and I ended up getting referred over to a women's health physical therapist, which is great. They do amazing work. Any females that I work with, especially that have pelvic floor problems, I refer out to women's health physical therapists all the time. They do amazing things. The problem is the issue that these two ladies were dealing with was not a pelvic floor problem. And unfortunately, they didn't identify that. They started working on pelvic floor things, and the two patients got frustrated that they weren't getting better because their pelvic floor wasn't the problem. So making sure your specialist doesn't have confirmation bias and think that the thing that they see all the time is your problem and that's the only thing they can work on. The other thing with specialists is making sure they know what the person needs and making sure they know when they need to see someone else. So the best specialists I know what they know and know what they don't know. And the second one, knowing what they don't know, is way more important. Making sure they know they need to send someone somewhere else because that's what's going to help them with their problem. Myself, I would consider my bias is strength training. I believe that every person could benefit from strength training in some capacity. I try to apply that in a generalist form, and I'll explain that in a couple stories coming up. The second quality that I would say you should look for in a medical provider when you're seeking one out is making sure they meet you where you're at in your journey. So that's something I do with every single client I work with, is making sure I meet someone where they're at. Currently on my schedule, I'm working with someone who has severe back and butt pain every time he lifts over 375 pounds. As long as he doesn't lift over 375 pounds, his back doesn't hurt at all, but he's a CrossFit athlete and still very competitive. So I'm working with him on a pretty specific plan to get his back moving better. Conversely, I saw someone who had a knee that was really stiff, who wasn't moving much over the last year, and her plan started with her walking 10 minutes every day for the first 2 weeks, a couple knee exercises and a 10-minute walk. Those are two drastically different things. And if I tried to make my lady who needed a walk 10 minutes a day lift something really heavy on that first day, we weren't going to have a good outcome. Same thing if I have my guy who wants to lift 400 pounds. If I made him walk 10 minutes a day, he would laugh at me because he runs every single day. So making sure your provider meets you where you're at. The third thing, and the one I've heard recently, which is a little comical to me, is make sure your medical provider doesn't judge your activity level. So I've heard from a few of my clients lately that they've been to a massage therapist or a chiropractor or a physical therapist, and they come in complaining of pain with something, and they ask them what they do, and they say, oh, I'm a CrossFit athlete, or, oh, I run marathons. And then they just get judged by their chiropractor, physical therapist, massage therapist for doing such a crazy activity. In reality, no one should judge you for being too active, because what's the alternative? Would you rather have the person do nothing and get cardiovascular disease like the rest of the population right now? I think Some stats came out recently, over 50% of adults 18 to 25 are obese. Would that be a better long-term solution? Or would you rather manage a little knee problem because you want to run marathons? I would take the second one all day, every day. So whether you're a bodybuilder, marathon runner, Ironman triathlete, any one of those, make sure the person you're seeing is supportive of your activity level and is just as motivated as you are to get you back to your activity. Bodybuilders, for example, I have no interest in bodybuilding, but I've had some clients that I work with that are bodybuilders, and sure, we can have a conversation about the negative effects of having a body fat under 5% can have on the body, but that being said, those negative effects still are way better than the negative effects of having an inactive lifestyle can have. So make sure that whatever medical provider you see, they don't judge you for wanting to be active and wanting to do the things that you love to do. So quick recap, three things. Make sure the medical provider that you're seeking help from is a specialist if it needs to be, and they know what they know, and they especially know what they don't know. Make sure the medical provider you're trying to work with meets you where you're at in your journey, whether it's just starting or very far along. Make sure they meet where you're at and pushing you as hard as you need to be pushed. And thirdly, don't let a medical provider judge you for wanting to be active. Just because you want to live an active lifestyle, find someone that's supportive of your active lifestyle, ask you where you're at, where you want to be, and they help put a plan together to get you to do the things they love. So keep these things in mind the next time you're looking for a medical provider. And if you need a recommendation for someone in the Des Moines area, just let me know. Otherwise, I'll catch you guys next time. So here's the question. How do active people in the Des Moines area stay pain-free and live the active, fulfilled life that they deserve at any age? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Ryan Domeyer, and welcome to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Hey, real quick before you go, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to share it with others, please take a screenshot and share it to your story on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure to tag Rev Health and Wellness. To stay up to date on all of our latest episodes, be sure to follow Rev Health and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.